Welcome to the Sydney Property Muppets podcast. My name is Kurt. I'm the real estate agent, and with me, as always, is
Chris, the buyer's agent.
The beautiful buyer's agent. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Now, Chris,
back in the office.
I just want to lean over and just grab my imaginary humble pie that
Thank you, thank you. Oh, how great is humble pie?
Does it taste good, mate?
Oh yeah, no, it is. I did. So yeah, I do have to eat some humble pie. Last episode, we talked about agents not disclosing the price. It was written on the agreement, and I may have alluded to my belief at the time, that they had to, if asked, they had to actually provide the number. But however, there is...
If they ask.
If I ask the agent, though, if they tell me the number that's on the agreement between you and the vendor, if the vendor's ticked a box to say they don't want to disclose, they do not have to. I do stand by my claim or my comment that there are particular agents, I feel like Donald Trump, there are particular, just using the hands, particular agents that do not ever have their price listed for the first 1 to 2 weeks of the campaign. And I believe that's because they're utilizing that to have every vendor tick that box. So I think they're bending the rules and legislation a little bit in their favor, not doing anything illegal, but it does frustrate a lot of buyers. Good for my business. Yep. It means frustrated buyers, means more people engaging buyers agents. But I do feel for them in terms of, you know, just something as simple as understanding the initial guide price would be useful.
Yep. Well, and that's the part I actually agree with, that...
You agreed with them last week as well.
There should be more clarity around the guide price and being open with what's on the agency agreement.
Yep.
We actually do it quite a bit. We're open, trying to be open and transparent that we say we think it will sell within the 10% range where we're allowed.
Yep.
And providing genuine comparables. But on that, we're having a discussion in the meeting today about REA, and there's a stat apparently that 83% of people are now scrolling past properties that don't have a price guide.
Really? What a surprise.
So now we were discussing where that number come from, because REA and Domain, when they come and meet with us, they're always presenting the stats, and we're salespeople. We know, you know, you suit certain numbers to...
I think
83% is a little bit high for the numbers.
I don't think it is.
I think it's a bit high.
Well, I think if you're a buyer, you just started looking, you'll click on everything. When you've been looking, it's like looking for a job. I used to be in recruitment. If you looked on look at Seek, and there's a job advertised with no salary guide at all, when you've been looking week one, you'll click on it. By week four, week 10, you stop looking at it. You're like, well, I don't want to go down this rabbit hole and be disappointed and not know.
But that's what I'm saying. I don't, like, if the number was 60% or 65%, I think I'd believe that.
But even that's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. So we were discussing that number has definitely, I think, probably increased, because I believe it is now, if you're not signed into REA, you can't, something about asking for the price or something, you got to be signed in.
So yeah, log in to send an inquiry in, I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a bit of a change there. So I think people should be a bit more open. And honestly, only sometimes there are genuine situations though, but probably with houses, where it might be such a unique property, and we've got one at the moment in Chatswood. It's a strata title duplex, and it's just a very unique property where there's nothing to compare it to, where there's actually an office workspace underneath, where there's a trap door, one of the bedrooms to go down, come out. And so sometimes it's like you want to be like, you're actually genuinely not sure. But most times you can be pretty, I think there should be a price guide.
Yeah.
Or maybe the first week you want people to inquire.
Well, the interesting thing is there, and we'll move on, but I think if agents get educated, say 60%, let's say we bring the number 60%, people don't click on without a price, I think that's going to encourage agents to be more likely to put a price on, because you want clicks. You want people to come to the property, right? So if they're not even clicking on, they're definitely not going to come to the property.
The thing which I was against it, I'll try and make this super quick, before was they also REA tried to also say that people would not choose agents, were less likely to choose an agent because there was no price guide on it.
And I disagree with that. That's
the part that kind of, I'm like...
People when they choose an agent, I believe, look at sales results, if they're going to, or they get a referral. Now, the market itself, we spoke about this.
Yeah, let's actually talk about the market.
last two or three, but we talked about, you know, we've been going through previous episodes of still this thing called the federal election. There was Trump, there was Easter, there was Anzac Day, and all those things are gone. And what's happened, and again, this is a Sydney-based podcast, is 1% increase in Sydney prices of the last 3 months, over a quarter. And that surprised probably both of us in terms of us on the ground not feeling exactly that momentum.
Yep.
So maybe that's outside of our areas or whatever it might be. But that is an overall number that you can go, okay, it's moving 1% up over 3 months. We're now 1% away from the record highs, which was September last year. I would imagine we're sitting in 3 months. There's been another 1% growth, and we're talking about record prices in Sydney once again.
Yep. Well, I think potentially the unit market, we've sold quite a few units this year where we've gone and broken a couple of block records.
Yep.
And I mean, like, sold something one day and then buyers have come back. We've put them for another property that's off market and broke the block.
That's delivered it. I must admit, just in the last week, I've probably seen more agents spruiking record result on street, record result in complex. And I must admit, I don't think I really saw a lot of that the previous sort of 3 months.
Yeah. Yep.
Anecdotal feedback, but yeah, sorry, go on.
No. So, and I think housing, I just expect it to be going up. But the thing I was saying to you off air was an owner that we had did two big sales in there. I rang them up. She's not looking at something at the moment, but she's like, oh my God, it's gone up that much. And if I didn't tell her, she wouldn't have realized that overnight by just sleeping. She has gained value in the property. But the same with buyers, you don't purchase or you wait a month, you wait 2-3 months, you don't realize what your money could buy you now.
I mean, I laugh because you go, oh, someone purchased a house in 1st of January to year 2000 and haven't done anything to it. And it's gone up. Well, that's because they've slept every night, in effect, to increase the price. It's true, though. It is a very true statement. And if I continue confidently and go, in 3 months' time, it's going to go up by 1%, right? Rates have come down, which is the last quarter. Rates have come down. It's likely to come down again. That might make sense. I've talked about, well, that make sense for every other location across Australia. It doesn't make sense in the city because it's going to drive that price up.
Yep.
But you're talking about 1%, 2%, 3% growth in 2025, that's phenomenal. The numbers you're talking about, right? Median price of 1.6, 1.7 mil. I know we're going to talk about all things. We had a link into construction. Let's put a pin in that. I think let's save the next episode.
Yep.
I think it's got some real gold. I don't want to rush through it.
Who thinks I've suggested gold?
I think I came up with it. It's not true. But I do have a little quiz for you.
Ooh.
Right, I'm telling you. Hopefully this is the right new notepad. Okay.
Considering I haven't opened my notepad.
What happened first? What happened first, right? It's going to give you two events in time.
Okay, wow.
And you've got to work out which one preceded the other.
Yep.
Okay. The first ever FIFA World Cup or shed property? Which one started first?
Shed property.
That is correct. It's pretty close, though. Do you know roughly the dates?
Shed property is 98 years old. So what year is it? 2025.
Well, actually,
that's how I worked it out because shed property is 98 years old.
Yeah. And 1928. You got on the side. I've got on the side there.
Yeah. So I know the Soccer World Cup hasn't been going. Divide that by four. Hasn't been going for 20.
Well, 1930 was their first one.
Yeah, I didn't think there'd have been that many additions.
Okay. Oh, that's interesting. Okay.
Will Australia win a World Cup?
Women's? I think we can be more hopeful.
I think we got so much more chance of the women's.
Correct.
It's like
chalk and cheese.
Yep.
Okay, next one. Which one was brought into this world first? Pac-Man or myself?
You're what?
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
Not 92?
I'm not 92. I'm definitely not 1992. It might be an 8 there somewhere.
Pac-Man.
Incorrect. Again, similar margins by 2 years. 1980 versus 1982.
I've no idea how my facial reactions have turned out.
Last one. Which one occurred first? COVID or the launch of Clark Buyers Agents?
COVID.
Correct, mate. You nailed 3 out of 3. I don't think we've ever got 3 out of 3 ever.
I'm loving this.
This is on fire. This is a good one. We can come back to this.
Any off the top of your head?
Nah. No. What about homework? You were talking earlier on about a bit of homework for everybody to take away. Oh,
the homework. I would love you to drop a comment about what we should speak about. Give an idea.
Give us a topic.
A topic.
Even a fun game at the end of it. If you've got no topic, you don't think that game was any good, give us a go. We'll try anything out once.
Or tell us what came first, chicken or the egg.
Neither. All right. Thank you for dropping by.
Thank you. Cheers.
See you from the Sydney Property Muppets. It's going to make no sense on Spotify.